not in my desire do I want to just kill time, but I want God to use me for the time that He wants me to use. And I want you all to pray this morning that the Spirit of the Lord will come in this house, and that we can be lifted up and be blessed above this world and the thoughts of this world. Let us escape from all the troubles that we have here for a little while. Let us get our mind on heavenly things. And He said, "If bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me and see that I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not be able to contain." I hope and I pray that God will do that for us today. I hope I can sing this song for you here. To see an old friend I've known for so long, he lay feeble upon his dying bed. He started crying when I walked into the room. So I went over to his bedside and said, "You don't love us when you die in the Lord. Oh, what gain when I leave this old world? If you could say how peaceful it is in this city, you don't lose when you die in the Lord." He raised a feeble hand and wiped the tears from his eyes. Then he smiled and said, "You're right, I know. I've spent a lot of time down upon my knees, so I'd be ready when he calls for me to go. I'm not losing, I'm dying in the Lord. Oh, what gain when I leave this old world? I could almost feel the rest that's waiting for me. I'm not losing, I'm dying in the Lord. He's gone now, he died with a smile on his face. He won't have to suffer not again. Now he's resting with Jesus, his work here is done. He gained it all when he died in the Lord. You don't lose when you die in the Lord. Oh, what gain when I leave this old world? I could almost feel the not losing. I'm dying in the Lord. I want you to know something this morning. That we all have the sentence of death upon us. Do you realize a safely number 100 years from now that every man, woman, and child in this house most likely will be dead?
And in the world, and all over the world.
And every other man at this time is alive will most likely be dead. So we begin to think of as many here as old. And probably 10 or 15, 20 years, we'll be gone. What a short time and is left for us that has come. I told him the other day, Brother Fred, I might die, but I can't die young. I'm too old to die young. I will die. I'm old now. I can't die young.
Can't die young.
But I know, as the Bible said, as the living know they must die, and the dead know not anything. I know that I must die, and I know that my time on earth is short.
Lord, help me, God.
And I hope this morning, brethren and sisters, that you can pray. Not that I would consume a lot of time, but that I might feel the Spirit of the Lord. That I might be made alive through His Spirit, of lifting us up and carrying us out on that wonderful cloud of glory where we can rejoice and be glad in the Lord. Here this morning, I don't know the hearts of no man, but I know one that does know the hearts. And some might say, well, I don't know. I might know what tomorrow holds, but I don't. But I know one who does know the hearts of all men, and he knows what tomorrow's going to hold for me and for you and for all mankind. We're just swift passengers here. Our lives, the writer said, is like the vapor upon the water that appears for a little while and vanishes away. The ways of this world, my friend, is going down to the world of the lost. But there is a way this morning that was set up upon a foundation that no man, no other man can lay. He said, there is a foundation laid that no other man can lay, any other foundation. That is upon Jesus Christ and the apostles and prophets. And him being the chief cornerstone. I'm glad, brethren, one day that I build my house upon that rock. And when I built my house on the rock, he established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth. And I have tried in all my weaknesses of the world that I live in, I just keep singing the song of Zion. I keep pressing on to that mark that I know that somewhere out there, as the little man fell off my roof yesterday, how quick can your life be taken from the earth? Brethren, I don't know. Maybe before I get home, brethren, I'll have to go the way of all the earth. But I've built my house upon the wrong, established a long time ago, and a man called Jesus, brethren, who's able to bring me from a dead stain unto a lively home that is in Jesus this morning, brethren. Jesus, one day a brother came by, a blind man that was born from his mother's womb blind, brother, and he came to that man and said, the disciple began to ask, did this man sin or did his parents sin? Neither, but for the will of God and the power of the Lord to be made manifest. Oh, brother, brethren. Jesus stood down the side of the little beggar man, no doubt had begged and wanted someone to lead him here and to lead him there. Oh, brethren, today, how privileged we are this morning to have your eyes that you can see and have all five senses. Brethren, that God has blessed most of the people in. Oh, brother, naturally so. I've never been blind. I've always beheld the beautiful sky in the morning and the darkness fall. And I know what a flower looks like, brother, and the beauty of the rose. Oh, but what if you'd have never seen the light of the day? What if you never beheld the beauty of the rose? Listen to this man, had never seen before, brethren, the day. And Jesus stooped down beside of the little man, and he made a little clay, and he spit on the ground, and made a little clay, brethren, and anointed his eyes with the clay. Oh, friend, today, go, get up, young man, go to the pool of Siloam, and go and wash, and come seeing again, brother, come seeing. What a privilege, brother, it must have been for him. But if he had not believed Jesus, brother, would he have had his eyes open? Friend, this morning, I'm begging you that is blind this morning and don't know the Lord. I want you to understand you can't see the beauty of this kingdom except you be born again. You can't see the kingdom this morning. I want you to understand there's a beauty in here that I can't explain this morning. There's a joy in the Lord this morning that I can't tell you about. I hope God will let you taste of His kingdom this morning. I hope God will open your eyes and let you get a little glimpse of what heaven's all about, brother. Listen, today we gather out together in heavenly places, brother. We get a little foretaste of what heaven's going to be like. He said, "The eye never seen, and the ear never heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the good thing that the Lord has in store for those, brethren, that love and serve Him." Do you love Him this morning?
Yes,
oh, brethren, but it had been revealed unto them by His Spirit this morning. By His Spirit, brethren, we're led about in strange places. By His Spirit, He shines the light that we can see that was once blind. But now I see, brethren. I sang the little song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound, brother. I once was blind, but now I see, brother. I'm going to tell you this real quick, brother. Downtown in the Smoky Mountains, brethren. There was a people there. There was an artist, and we went in there, brother. And he had an old parakeet sitting in the cage, and they tell me that he can talk. But as I talked to the lady, she said, "Would you sing me a line song, just a verse or two?" And I began to line "Amazing Grace," and that old bird in the cage and never heard nothing like that before. And he goes, "Man, I'm telling you what, and every time," and he never said that before. And the next day I come in, and the man was there, and he said, "Would you line me a little 'Amazing Grace,' or a song?" He said, and I said, "Well, I sang 'Amazing Grace' for your wife. I'll line a little bit for you too." Oh, brethren, and the old bird in the cane began to say, "I'm going to tell you, brethren, I tell you what, it was a witness what it was.
Yes,
that man, said, it made cold chills run up my back. There's a distinction in the sound,
yes,
brother. There's a feeling to this power of God. Brother, and when the blind man and went, and he washed in the pool, brother, he comes seeing, brother.
Obedience.
In this world, you could tell me that you've been born again. They won't believe a word of it, brother. They don't know what you're talking about. Your life will prove in the world what you are. Brethren, listen, the Pharisees begin to say, this man is a sinner. He worked on the Sabbath day, talking about Jesus, brother. How was thine eyes open? A man called Jesus came and anointed my eyes, brother, and I went to the pool of Siloam, and I come seeing. Never had a man's eyes been opened from his mother, been blind from his mother's womb, had been opened before that time, brother. No, brother. The only difference was God was in the flesh, brother. The power of the Almighty that made the eyes was there and began to bring forth. The great miracle, brother. Listen, and they still wouldn't believe, brother. And they called the parents in and said, is this thy son that you say that was born blind? This is our son, and I know that he was blind, but what measure that he seeth, we don't know. Because they testified, brother, if any man would confess that he was Jesus, they'd be cast out of the synagogue. He's of age, ask him, and they ask him again, brother. Will you be his disciple if I tell you again who opened mine eyes, brother? Now I want you to see something here, brother. Listen, this man never confessed Jesus Christ, so we got to look at this a little bit. Friend, this morning, Jesus, brother, that name is above every name. That will of God, brother, was there in that man's life. Listen today, friend. Though they doubted, and though they said this man was a sinner, listen today, he said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing that I know, I was blind, but now I see. That's what I can testify today. I was blind, but now I see. How do you see this morning? A man called Jesus came my way, brother. Picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. Establish my goings and put that new song in my mouth. Listen today, brother. He said, now God, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, brother, him God heareth. Listen today, brother. That man had never believed until that happened to him. And when they cast him out, Jesus found him and said, do you believe in Jesus Christ, brother? Who is he that I should believe upon him? Is he the talk with you? I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Listen today. If you will believe this morning in the name of the only begotten Son of God, your eyes can be opened today. You'll be able to see a long ways off. And there's a light of the power of the righteous shine more and more unto a perfect day. We can't see eye to eye, brother, and everything. We are looking through a glass darkly, but in that morning, brother, when the Lord returns again, and these old natural eyes is done away with, we'll be known as we are known. How are you known today? How are you known today? There's only one generation of Jesus Christ, brother, today. If you've been born again, you are part of that generation of Jesus Christ. You've been made alive in Him. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I was once blind. I was once dead. But now I'm alive forevermore. Brethren, forever and forever. Jesus told them on the Isle of Patmos, John, I am he that was dead. But behold, John, I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death and hell. John, don't you worry. You're never going to die again. Because I live, ye shall live also. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I give unto them a little white stone, and in that stone a new name. How are you going to get that little stone today? By overcoming, my brethren. What are you going to overcome? We're going to overcome the devil. We're going to overcome the world. How are you going to overcome him this morning? By believing upon the name of the only begotten of the Father, brethren. That's how you can believe. That's how you can go to heaven. By building your house upon that foundation, brother. He'll open your eyes and let you see. He'll let you live forever and forever in Him. In Him there is light, and the light of Him is the life of men, brother. I want you to know, Brother Kenny, if you got Him in your heart, you got life. And if you don't have Him this morning, you don't have no life. Wisdom has built her house. She's hewn out her seven pillars. She's mingled her wine, brother. And I want you to know today there was a man that trotted the winepress of the wrath of God alone. He done trotted it, brother. And there is none else to do but believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ. He's already come into the world. He's already treaded out the winepress of the wrath of God. He tasted death forever, man. Whosoever will would come and believe upon the name of the only begotten of the Father, which is full of grace and truth. It's by grace, by faith through grace. It's not a works this morning, brethren. Today, if you will, today, believe on the name of Jesus. And how you gonna believe on Him whom you have not heard? How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent, as it is written in the Bible, brethren? How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the good tidings of Jesus. Listen today. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in His holy mountain. There is a mountain of the Lord, brethren. We've not come unto Mount Zion, unto the mountain that can be done. We've not come unto the mountain that is burned, but we've come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, and unto a numerable company of angels, brother, and the church of the firstborn, brother, today. She's a beautiful woman this morning. She's got a garment on today. She's a royal priesthood. She's a holy nation this morning. Don't you want to be part of that church this morning? You're going to have your eyes anointed with the eye salve, brother. And it ain't a little bit of clay.
It ain't no.
No, brethren, it's the oil of gladdening. It's the oil that Jesus was anointing with. I want you to know this morning, that oil is grace today. Grace, grace. Where sin abound, grace much more abound. How good it is brethren could dwell together in unity. It's by grace, brethren, that we can do that this morning. Grace opens your eyes. Grace gives you access unto this kingdom, brethren, whereby we stand and we shall never fall. Why? Because grace said that it would save you from your sin. It'd deliver you on the other side. Grace said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present world. What's kind of a sober that he's talking about? Be sober minded this morning, brethren. Don't be foolish like the world. Build your house, establish it upon Christ, work in the word, brethren. Stand on the word of God, and the word of God will deliver you out of every temptation, out of every trial, now out of every way, brethren. He said today, he said, I'll not suffer you being tempted above that which you're able to bear, but I will with the temptations make a way for your escape. This morning, I've had many a trial, I've had many a temptation, and the Lord delivered me out of every one of them.
Yes, sir.
Weeping may endure, but for the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Here we have trials and tribulations, but in Jesus today, you may have peace. My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world given, I give unto thee. How does he give peace this morning? Oh, brethren, like a river, he'll cause the peace to flow. As he told the little woman at the well, this water that you drink, listen, you'll thirst again. The water that I give you, be in you a well of living water, springing up into everlasting life. I can't wait sometime, brother, to wade out into the river. I love the taste of the Lord. I know that he's good this morning. I love to feel his presence. I love to go out into that river. The old rider saw come out of the threshing hole, brother, and flow down to the goodly land. Brother, he measured out 1,000 furlongs. Did you ever wade out in this river, friend? He flowed to his ankles, to his knees, to his loins. Here's the good part about it. He measured 1,000 furlongs, and he became a river to swim in, one that could not be passed over. I want you to know, God has got a river today. And the writer of old seen it, brother. He said, I saw the river of God, a pure river of life, proceeding out of the throne, out of the Lamb, brother. Even David of old had seen it and said, I saw a river and the stream thereof make glad the city of our God. I taste of the Lord, brother, and the well's been in me. When it came in, brother, it gave me eternal life, and it gets keep springing up and up. I get thirsty sometime. You know, brother, I get down in the valley, but all of a sudden to come a sweet, sweet breeze from heaven's land, and that well will spring up and water the garden again. Friend, are you thirsty this morning? He said, let him that is athirst come and drink all the water of life freely. It's freely this morning, brother. It's a free salvation, that whosoever will come, come and drink all the water of life. Get you a drink, friend, that will bring this peace that flowed like a river. And wherever the river flowed, everything lived, but it didn't flow to the marshy places.
Where'd it flow?
Why didn't it flow? Why didn't it flow to the marshy places? I'm not going to rob all the time, brother.
All right, brother.
He said it flowed not to the marshy or the marshy places, but it was given unto salt. And I thought about that for years and didn't quite understand, but the Lord opened that up and let me see one day. You know, the world cannot see the kingdom as I've preached here.
Impossible.
They cannot drink of that water until they come to Jesus and he anoints them with it. Okay? So he said it was not given where it flowed. It didn't flow to Mary and to Marcia, but it was given unto salt. And Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth. It's given unto you to be the witness to the world, to let them see that you have something they don't, that you're drinking from a river that they can't get in touch with without changing their mind and their ways, brother. I declare today, and God let me see that, and I've been satisfied with that ever since, brother. In the marshy and the marshy places, God don't send his sweet spirit, brother, of his word down there to bless those until you come to the place that you're willing, like the blind man, to believe upon the name of Jesus Christ. And neither will God hear a sinner man except he becomes willing to believe from his heart. Now, if you don't come willing to believe, all the prayers you do is going to be in vain. If you don't become willing to worship God, it's going to be in vain. So today, brother, we could take a great lesson from that blind man there to see and understand that God don't hear vain, repetitious prayers that is from the natural man. But he hears those that do his will. He said he heareth. If you'll do, what is God's will? Huh? It's God's will that no man would perish, that all would come unto repentance and live, brethren. I put that in there, and I'm telling you, if you come repentance, you will live. It's life eternal. It's life eternal in Jesus Christ, if you will believe on the finished work of Jesus Christ. By him and through him and of him all things is. And without him, we can do nothing, brethren. We are lost now. Whoever's to come on. I've